This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Women's soccer is about to take a big step toward next summer's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. The tournament draw is tomorrow. Who plays who in the group stage? Women's soccer, if somehow you hadn't heard, is booming. This year's European Championship for the women drew something like 365 million viewers globally. That's more than twice as many as watched the 2017 edition. But according to the World Cup's organizing body, FIFA, broadcasters are lowballing their bids for the rights to air those games. And FIFA has told broadcasters this week they are going to have to pony up. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on that.
FIFA asking broadcasters to pay more money for anything shouldn't surprise anyone, says Tom Bassum. He's news editor at SportsPro, a London-based sports media company. But he says this time feels different.
In this case, it feels a little bit like they're just trying to tell the market that now's the time that you've got to start paying for this stuff.
Fox has already paid for the broadcasting rights here in the U.S., but when it comes to TV rights in Italy, Germany, France, the U.K., and maybe even Spain, FIFA has rejected networks' initial offers and told them to increase their bids.
I've really seen a shift in how FIFA perceives the women's game.
Natalie Smith is an associate professor of sport management at East Tennessee State University.
And I think that has then shifted how they interact with outside entities.
She says it's now time for these outside entities, in this case broadcasters, to stop making excuses.
They always think the last tournament was a one-off. Like, oh, well, last time it was in France, so of course the numbers are going to be higher, so we're going to lowball you.
She says the popularity of the women's game just doesn't seem to have sunk in for broadcasters. And Michelle Janning, a sociology professor at Whitman College in Washington State, says network executives may well still be thinking like this.
This just isn't as interesting. Women's sports are not as interesting as men's sports. They're not the same kind of athlete. They don't draw the same crowds. And so pointing to those kinds of things as economic reasons might be an interesting justification in their minds.
Janning says societal changes take a long time to happen, and even longer for conservative institutions like TV networks to recognize. But FIFA pushing back on the value of the women's game could be a pivotal moment. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.